both, do they both go together? Or do, do you just need to play, press the record button?
No, they're both on now.
Yeah, so you need to put both down.
Yeah, I'll push one down, the other one down, down with it.
Automatically, yeah, so it sounds this, if you press on the, this one, if you press record, it won't because it's a tape in, but if you just press, press record, the play button automatically goes down, you press the record, the play button. But you can't press just the record button, they automatically both go down. Providing there's a tape in the.
In the machine.
In the machine.
I thought actually when I was just doing it and it went, and how loud it was, how could you be unobtrude, but it isn't look. Can't hear it, because I could hear it bzzz.
Yeah.
I thought,
pretty
loud, funny.
Yeah.
You could be unobtrusive with that, making that noise. It doesn't make a noise because I was doing it wrong.
Yeah, going slowly now.
Yeah.
Going much more slowly now. Conversation.
That's it.
So to take the lower arm a little stage further where the.
Don't stop talking now, it's silly. It's all going to go quiet now, isn't it? You're not going to say anything.
The former head of three Leicestershire children's think at all. Charge of sexual assault.
That's ridiculous, you guys.
Put it down there sometimes.
Croatia
has agreed that United Nations peacekeeping should
patrol.
Put it on.
Yeah.
Within
know when it's on or when it's off. Croatia originally wanted the UN troops.
Just have a try and take a little while to get used to it.
Which we used to
just probably
in Spain. Just
matter getting
used
to being recorded.
Your voice sounds ever so funny when you hear it, isn't it? Horrible, you think. Oh, don't sound like that. Really makes you think. I want to do something about my the way I speak. Mine's terrible because I've got a low voice and deep voice anyway. Sound more like a man, I do. I do on the phone, don't I?
Don't know, really. I've not really heard you much on the phone.
You used to telephone him.
Well, yeah.
You knew it was me.
Oh, yeah.
People have told me on the phone that I sound. Because I've got a deep voice.
You sound different. Vera does.
She?
She sounds funny on the phone. Most odd. Phone her up, you think, that's not Vera I'm talking to, it doesn't sound like Vera. Although it doesn't sound like her. Funny, isn't it?
Well, her voice is different.
Yeah,
or does she talk different because it's on the phone?
Just
some people do. They put their phone voice on.
Yeah.
Don't they?
Yeah.
Well, I can't put any voice on, I've just got my own.
Mm-hmm.
I find people do tend to put a, quite a lot do, put a telephone voice on.
Particularly if you're phoning a posh restaurant.
Yes.
Or something like that, you tend to say, I'd like to book a table for two on Saturday night. Look, Musha, what a table, yeah.
It's horrible when you first come, they say, but the Hungarians are trying their best and to get used to it. Even if the war were to end tomorrow, it's reckoned by the refugee officials that it would be at least 6 months before.
Oh my God, wash your dishes, dear.
In many cases,
not many do now, they've done
them all. Most of them, they're only yours.
Never be allowed to return by the
have you had enough to eat?
Yes, thank you. Fine. I would have done it actually when I took the plate out, but
can
the water in the bowl was cold. But it was cold.
I think I've used most of the hot water. I think I need to put the immersion on for just a little while. I need a bath as well. But I've used quite a few buckets of water, washing walls.
Washing everything down. Going on outside? Lorry or something going by.
Even if they were, he said, he wouldn't hand them over.
About that little flat in. Not flat. In Albany Road.
Yeah.
You have to realise that we're never going to get away from work. It's when the wind blows, you can smell a tandoori. It's when you walk up that way, you know you're getting near it because you can smell it. Won't bother you.
In fact, it'd be quite handy in a way, really.
You know,
it's handy to live on the right next to work in a way, because you don't have to worry about
getting there
so much, do you?
It'd be quite nice for me to be able to pop into town and get a bit of meat or something.
So it's not far from town.
And going for a drink.
It's a little walk, but it's not that far, is it?
Very far at all.
It's Top Chase Street, across the main road, and you're on the main horse fair.
So if you go for a drink, you don't have to worry about getting home. I mean, I know we've still got the clippers sometimes, but we don't have to go all the time, do we?
We're not there yet, are we?
A lot of things. Second largest republic, Kazakhstan, goes to the polls this week to elect their president. But with no one standing against the existing president, Nursultan Nazarbayev, the turnout will be a reflection of his support for the job. Kazakhstan covers more than... Where did you meet him? When you went to Russia. Suppose you know that song well as well.
Sorry?
Suppose you know that tune well as well.
Wrote it.
You wrote it, didn't you? Sing it then. When I fill the book in about recordings and that, I had to put... Have you got a regional accent?
You have.
No, I'm aware I have. But so have you. Local, I suppose, but...
really got much of an accent at all, have I?
I think we'll have to put it down, yes, for when we talk to Mum.
Yes, but not this region.
No, you have to put the regional accent if they have one. Like a Liverpudlian or...
Yeah, Coily.
Whoa. Part of my team. No, I won't see Coily. He comes back next Friday and we're on late, and he's on early, so I shan't be seeing him.
Never mind. Rita?
Essex, isn't she? Essex, isn't she? Comes from Romford.
Well, she's got a bit of an accent in a way, isn't she?
Oh, she definitely has. And has it.
Frank's
in London.
Bob's
not him. Yeah. Great, though, is he? No, but he has got a bit of an accent. Says lots of words that I don't use. If you get old Sonny and George, if I won't though, because I can't see him.
No.
Which is a pity because they are. Both got accents.
Sonny's more sort of Norfolkish, isn't he?
And George is Holbeach.
Yeah.
Lincolnshire. He's got a funny little voice, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Mild weather. Cloudy, mild weather's forecast, no frost or anything. Why didn't you go in for that? Meteorology, what do you call it, yes. It's quite interesting in the weather, aren't you?
Light wind.
Perth, even not too bad.
Just to the west of the country, so it does look like the western areas in particular
definitely
going to end up with a fairly windy day, and stiff old breeze picking up really
nice day tomorrow.
Eastern part
shopping
as well.
And
as
sea
for the weather, what a grey, misty, murky start, I think, over a good part of England and Wales.
Looks like being.
But very gradually during the course of the day, the weather there, I think, should brighten up.
Quite pleasant this afternoon, though.
Through Northern Ireland and Western Scotland, they'll tend to move
washing up most of its dry.
But then later on, some more rain beginning to push into the west of Ireland and into the Western Isles, and all the while through those western areas.
See what it's like Saturday evening when we go to the party. Whether we're going to walk, ride, or what. Good walk up there, you know, isn't it?
It's only that far up there as it is uptown.
Is it?
Grinding halt on Saturday, so I think we're going to find still a little bit of rain around in northern and western areas, but another misty start and some sunshine in the south and east. I think we're going to be too bad.
It's usually pretty lucky when we're on holiday, aren't we?
It's not that we're going anywhere.
To defection.
You're no businessman, are you?
No. You weren't here to help me at all.
Testing times, Sunday at 9:10.
I tried to watch that, but it wasn't very interesting.
This is BBC
you couldn't get any East of England.
No.
It's a bit, I don't know.
Now I couldn't feed the game to it.
East Midlands.
Oh, let's see what it's about.
Ian Woods and Kate Squire.
What's it about? You don't really know because you're not interested.
I turned it on.
Workforce which is no stranger to redundancy.
I turned it on.
This time, more than 600 people at Trainmakers Brow will lose their jobs. From the classroom to the barroom, the teacher's sacked for hitting pupils. And find out how kids are taking a shortcut to sporting success. For the third time in less than a year, the Derby train...
Did your...
the time again.
Wonderful. Did your teachers used to hit you?
No.
Or hit other kids, because you wouldn't have been naughty enough to be hit?
Quite have seen people came.
Anger from MPs, union leaders, and the workers themselves.
So one...
We have two reports. The first one from industry correspondent, John Bray.
Really...
1991 started badly enough for Brow. It's got
okay,
steadily
wasn't clever by any stretch of the imagination, but
he's
just a
total of job losses at the company's
you know, sort of no
open.
He rolled one teacher up very, very badly one day.
For some time, but more
he was doing his own work, or he was prattling about, or he was
caught close by surprise.
You know, and he got it wasn't a cane, but it was a quite a big stick. It wasn't a sort of. Thin cane, it's quite a big stick, he whacked it a couple of times across the backside, and he really did build them up, not a couple of little taps, but he got him so wrong,
and you felt it as well.
He was such a nice teacher.
But as well tries to win new orders, it's doing so against
got on
them so
well
with criticism.
I did anyway, I've got most teachers, but he did really did give him a
problem. They've had to be withdrawn from service for modifications. So
really
yesterday, senior executives were summoned to Westminster.
Couple of swipes in the backside.
Workers believe they're being made scapegoats.
It's not faulty workmanship as far as shop floor workers are concerned. The faults are just two problems.
Mr. had a locker.
Mm-hmm.
He had about half a dozen in there. You know, he's
chose the one.
Yeah. Which one? Is, you'll get one of these. Which one do you want? Sort of thing. You know. maybe not. Maybe this one. Try that one today.
Says he's looking for nothing less than a revolution in the company's culture.
No, I don't think I was ever caned.
When the 158
good boy.
Yeah.
One of the goody goodies. Just a good boy.
Yeah. I'm a good boy now, aren't I?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
The job losses at Burrell are
are the latest in a number of severe blows which have hit the city this year.
Well, you never had ever got into trouble at school.
No.
You were a model pupil.
Well, I don't know,
aviation industry announced 1,800 jobs were to go.
No, not a model pupil, dear.
Disastrous profits prompted the company to make a further 2,000 redundancies across the country next year.
You always did your own work.
Union leaders predict 800 of them will be at the Derby factories.
Sometimes it took hours and sometimes it didn't.
People lost their jobs when one of the city's oldest companies. Qualcast, the lawnmower manufacturers, closed their factory at Sunny Hill and switched...
I didn't get killed. I got a swiper to off Miss... with the withered, paralysed arm that she bashed you with because she couldn't feed it and you blooming well could. Her arm was like this. Only ever this little hand. And if you didn't choose to go up. And it just sort of reached your ear or when she was walking past you. And if you were talking in class, she'd go up. That's all she could move it, really, was...
Just far enough to get your ear off.
Like that.
Yeah.
Stop that. Sit still. I've had that a few times. She was the sewing mistress. And you know, with this arm, it was a right arm as well. There's the most beautiful sewing. She used to hold it, so I took it in here, and then we sew with this arm. You know, you need one hand out. And it was beautiful work she used to do. Really did. George used to call us heathens because we didn't wear vests. So we deliberately not wear one, even if you did. If you had to go and try a garment on, we deliberately didn't wear underwear. Just to annoy. Heathens, she used to say. Disgusting. Where is your underwear? But I wear a bra, miss. I've got me underwear. Where is your vest and your liberty bodice? You will come to a bad end, you girls. Yes, miss, we'd all chant. Just really get, not just, you know, really silly old bat. And we had Miss. We used to wear knickers down to her knees. She used to sit behind her desk like this with her legs open, and her knickers used to come down here, pink ones and blue ones. And she used to eat chalk. Yeah, she was ever so old.
What?
She used to chew it. It used to be all around her mouth, and she used to have a bit, sort of one of those old ladies who had whiskers on her chin, and it'd be all white. Didn't take a lot. I mean, she was a history teacher, so now you know why I didn't learn a lot of history, because all we did was giggle. And if you played up, she used to chuck the blackboard rubber at you. She was really dotty. Really was. Absolutely bananas. She always used to sit with her legs open, bloody knickers. Oh my God, I nearly used
to. Real passion killers, like,
yeah. It's just as well as you don't wear knickers like that, the way she used to sit behind her desk.
What a sight if she didn't wear any at all, though, dear, eh?
My God, she had good hair. She might have been bloody dotty. You got off giggling and laughing at the back of the class and whoosh, the bloody board rubber come flying across the classroom. It blooming hurts at all.
Throughout his 40 years in the post, he never had such tragic circumstances brought before him.
former head of three children's homes in Leicestershire, has been found guilty of a further 5 charges of sexual and physical abuse against children in his care today. In the case of Leicester Crown Court, Frank Beck has so far been convicted of 13 charges and found not guilty of 5.
What are they going to do with him?
George Lincoln also awaits a verdict on one count of serious.
Put him away for
life. We hope.
They ought to.
The jury has been sent to a hotel for a fortnight.
A senior put him away for a long while.
But hitting her pupils is now working as a barmaid in a pub. Karen Humphreys lost her job at a small village school, but is fighting for reinstatement. Today, her supporters handed in a petition with 400 names. Demanding she get her job back again.
Do you like anything before you go out, dear?
I don't think so.
To abandon me to your mates. Don't bother you anymore, because you haven't heard it all before. I know.
Abandoned you all day, or most of the day, darling.
I know. We're on holiday and I've been left on my own.
It's a very challenging job.
Cruel, cruel, hard man. Not stopping you going boozing, though, is it?
As I say, you're quite welcome to come with me if you want to.
I don't want to.
You don't want to? Well, there you are, then. If you don't want to, you don't want to.
Teaching experience comes in useful behind the bar. Knowing her times tables is an invaluable asset in adding up the rounds. But her new workplace in Spondon is far removed from the tireless activity of the classroom. And today, parents and pupils who support their former teacher's bid for reinstatement took their campaign up to Matlock.
I think it's about 6:45, so I suppose you are soon going to...
A song of protest for the benefit of Mark Young, the education chairman. They're hoping he'll take note of their claim that it's been harder to enforce discipline at the school since Mrs. Humphreys was sacked.
There are only numerous children have been paid to...
So a little bit of discipline and a clip around the ear hole, obviously done them good.
I don't know how.
Discipline's been hard to...
We had much more discipline when we were young than they have nowadays, and I don't think it does them any harm. If my children came home and said to me that they've got a cane at school, I'd have just said, well, he must have deserved it. I wouldn't go rushing, I mean, some mothers would go rushing up the school and complain. He said, well, he must have done something to deserve it. Otherwise, they wouldn't have done it.
They were protesting at what they say is overcrowding and the lack of facilities.
There's more Jonathan, the other children, so much.
Management say improvements are planned.
Jonathan did.
Say these will be too late.
The times. Come on with lines and
entrance gate to the main
writing passages out of this, that and the other. Well, Stephen used to tell on him, you see. He's been in detention again. Telltale. You tell her for. You tell if you are one. You're too goody goody, you never get put in there. Over exuberant, that's what they put on Jonathan's report, school report.
Good for some things. Being exuberant.
That's what one of his school reports said. Jonathan suffers with an overabundance of exuberance. When I went to the parents' evening, I said, does that mean he never sits still and he's always tearing about and nothing? Well, something like that.
They were probably, now they call it hyperactivity.
Probably. No, I don't think he was. He was just... full of life.
A lad.
Yeah. And not only that, I said to teachers, but I'd ask him about it, and if he had anything, and he'd be bored. I said, well, why do you play up then? Oh, John Stephen said, oh, he's been in detention. Why have you been in detention? Oh, I was playing up when they chucked me out of the class or something like that, staying at dinner time. I said, well, why were you playing up? It was boring. I'll try telling some of the teachers that. He finds the lessons boring. So obviously they're going to mess about.
Yeah.
If you're bored and you can't. So you get distracted and do something else you shouldn't be doing. And that's a fault in some way to the teachers. Because if the pupils are bored, they should make it interesting enough to keep their interest.
to understand about the recession.
Some subjects, they're not.
Old enough to be expecting Christmas presents.
You can't be interested in all
new
of them.
Question for the toy stores this year.
Look at them cars.
Got enough money in his pocket to pay for them.
When I was at the garage, getting the petrol, I give, you know, I saw them a cheque and they put the cheque through the cheque machine, printing it out and that. And they've got a free offer at the moment. You collect these tokens for, collect so many tokens, and you get a free corgi toy.
I would say Jonathan this year.
I'm a Norman, I don't bother with tokens.
What would it be?
Anyway, I paid my cheque. And I said, Peter, I said, oh, by the way, what about me tokens for me, for me toy? I said, I'll get a free one of them and give it to the grandchildren. Ricky'd like that, I'm sure, a little corgi car or something like that, but nothing. He said, oh no, you didn't get it with cheques. Cash sales only.
Sure,
I thought, I just spent £27 on petrol.
You can have a really big dinky car.
Can you have a free couple of vouchers for a corgi toy? But the woman in there, she said, I'll see what I can give you a couple sometime. I just thought, you know, okay, it's only a cheque, I know, but...
Yeah, but it's £27, they don't get many £27 customers. Five or whatever.
I think it was one voucher for 15 litres. Now, what do I have? If I had £27 worth, but 50p a litre, that's 52 litres, isn't it? If it was one voucher for 15, that's 3, isn't it? At least. I think it was 6 vouchers for a free corgi toy. So what I've got to do is, when I run out again, fill it up again, another £25 worth or so, that would have been 6 and I could have a free corgi toy for Ricky for Christmas. Or whatever. For nothing, I mean, little present, isn't it? It ain't cost me nothing, it hasn't cost you anything. The next time I just have to remember to take cash in there. See what they say next time. Paper check was just easier, paper check. Well, they've got a machine to do it anyway, to print it all out. Print it all out.
Not very fair, is it?
Oh, no.
Cash, I mean, still cash. Isn't it?
I would have thought so.
Big business, that.
They in turn have to persuade their potential customers.
Terrible.
Early signs are that computer games could have a big say in this Christmas.
Her mum's still got that one that she picked up the other day?
No, I don't know.
Can I ask her about that? Mm-hmm. Let's see if anyone's got one at work.
Yeah.
And the toy sellers are just hoping that they too will be smiling come December the
20th. They can't
John Brown hasn't stopped playing with his Barbie dolls since he came.
Yeah, Carl, normally Kettering Town will be the only East Midlands club in next month's second round of the FA Cup. They claim their place with a 2-0 win in last night's replay at Wickham. Fourth division Mansfield Town went out losing 1-0 at home to Preston.
Oh well, I better go and do the dishes, I think.
So not that many to do, but they quite will do
the I must do them now and then it's out of the way because you're going soon anyway. And I want to see Emmerdale at 7.
Don't forget that clock's about 5 minutes away.
Come along, dear.
Yes, yes. Oh, there was a couple of nice bums there, definitely.
I bet there was.
And then when we finished the game, about, I don't know, it must have been about 20 to 11 when we finished the game. And the sandwiches and the chips come out.
Not that time of night.
Well, the game finished, you see, so they put supper out.
You have it halfway, don't they?
Sometimes, yeah. So we got a plate of basket.
Oh, so you had bloody supper
sliced,
out, yeah?
Sliced fried potatoes and some
me sitting here, isn't you? Been eating bloody supper.
French bread and that. And it was about 10 to 5 to 11. And Bob said, you know, because we went, me, Ron, Bob went in Shirley's car. And because Dave and Tracy, they came in their own car because Sarah wasn't feeling very well, so they had to come home. So Tracy went back to the Clippers to help Shirley with the supper.
What was the team there?
The
18,
well. Yeah. So it was about 10 to 5 to 11, and Bob said, what's Ron doing?
Chatting up the women, probably.
He was.
Quite enjoying himself.
Yeah,
so. Yeah, but he was.
So what are you doing?
Eyeing up the bums, like,
and
yeah.
I said to Bob, I said, well, 10 to 11, better get. Because Shirley had a go at Bob first off, before when I went up there first thing. Shirley said, no, stay to the end. He said, well, you've got to stay to the end, I mean, but don't stay right to the end, you know, sort of. So she had a bit of a go at Bob for that.
And I suppose she was saying, oh, yeah, I'm saying, no, leave
10
me.
To 11, 5 to 11, I said, what are you doing then, Bob? I said, well, I says, Bob, well, Shirley's sort of getting on you a bit, I think we better make a move and have one more before we go home and get yours.
I've got bed now.
Have one more at yours before we go home, sort of thing, about 11 o'clock time. He said, well, I don't know, what's Ron doing? Ron, what do you want to do? I'm stopping for another, I'm stopping for another. So we stopped for another one.
So Bob's gonna be in trouble. Why didn't I start hollering when you come in the door then? Why the hell have you been leaving me on my own for 5 hours?
And I had John Smith bitter.
Oh, I quite enjoyed that, and you've had a few of them by the smell of you.
From the old smell
like a bloody brewery. I told you that's not a bad little pub, is it?
Well, the logo. It's a gold mine.
I told you that, and you said, ugh, I don't mind it, isn't it?
It's years since I've been there, it's about 3 or 4 years since I've been there.
Isn't that bad, is it?
Oh, no, it's a nice pub. I won't say that. But they've extended it down the back and out the back there, the darts and that.
I know, a little stage. I've seen, they have.
Maybe they change it around when they put something on there,
probably,
and there's no darts on all that.
Because you know, Dad's got a country and western music. I mean, they go all over the bloody place. But we were in there one night and he was playing. And had country and western night on there now. And I said, I was doing that one Saturday night and so and Stephen were going to hear a Dad. Why don't you come with us for an hour? So Mum would be there after bingo at 9:30. I was going to bingo, and they said, "My Steve, well, we'll go pick Sue's mother. We'll pick you up and all." And she went to the Empire out the Court Exchange. That's beside the point.
Yeah.
And picked us up, and I went in there. And I was there 11:30 time. I mean, it was a bit loud because it was live music, I suppose. But not a bad night.
So
it's about
3 or 4 years since I've been in there, so
they extended it
around the back.
Yeah. Well, that was round the back where
he stood with the. That's probably where they got the dartboard.
There was a bit of
probably
change
it around
in front of it.
Yeah.
And we were dancing on that bit.
There
weren't a lot of room, but you don't care, do you? When you
room enough to dance.
It's 10 o'clock at night and pub was bad. It was singing with a. The group. Yeah, he plays guitar and sings, so his dad does.
Well, of course I didn't have Stewie in the loco. Wow.
You know everybody.
Well, not everybody, but
biggest part.
You know the landlord. I'll see if I couldn't know that long. Hello, Stewie, how are you, mate?
Bloody hell's that?
His face, I can't remember his damn name. Gary, his name is that.
Might even have Matt Stephen in there and you wouldn't have known him?
No, he wouldn't.
How do you know?
Because there wasn't a tall, slim, ginger-haired chap in there. I did think it was a possibility, but...
Probably his mother and father, had been in there anyway.
He lives at Liverpool, there's no chance of him going in there anyway.
Oh no, of course not anyway. Of course not. I'm going so often now. My mum and dad have probably been. That's their regular, which is as much as I suppose if they were having a country and western, they would ask him to do it because he's...
What's her mum and dad look like?
Big. Yeah, such a big fat. So his mum's little and fat, nearly as tall as she's broad. But dad's a...
Maybe in the lounge,
bigger, I mean, he's at least as tall as you, if not bigger, and also...
Sort of tomboy size.
Yeah. And she's about the same size round, but about 5 foot two.
Well, I didn't see...
Sue's a big girl, she's as tall as me, and... Where's Native?
Mm.
She must wear 14, 15 stone, I should think. So it's
well, I certainly
big.
Didn't see anybody in there looking like that.
Well, she usually goes after bingo. He'll probably be in all night and she'll just walk up from the bingo and toddle in there.
I didn't see anybody looking like that, so I don't know.
I wouldn't think they'd be in the lounge or could be, but I wouldn't have thought.
Thursday night anyway,
what,
does she
get
the Empire? Or no, I don't know, do I? Empire? Yeah, Wednesday night they don't have bingo.
Thursday night they don't have bingo.
Thursday night, not at the Empire. Wednesday night
at
the Empire, Friday night
at
Thursday night they don't.
Well, she wouldn't be there after the bingo then, would she?
Probably Wednesday.
I don't know, she does go and she's there most of the evening and she goes to bingo and...
Yeah.
Goes to live... Well, I can't remember the bloody name now, around the Tina's, but... Not like Tina's hours, before that. Off Allard Avenue, around the back of Allard Avenue. Sherwood, is it?
Sherwood, yeah, Sherwood Avenue.
Yeah, they live down there. It's not that far from the local area.
No, it's just a short walk.
It's sort of their local type of thing. Went Farley Drives anyway. Lan is going to retire and I suppose you're going to have a bottle and a fag. I'm going to do the smell of you. I think you had sufficient bottles, but...
No, I ain't going to have a bottle and a fag. Might have a can and a fag. I tried not to, but when sort of Bob said, do you want a drink, and Ron said, do you want a drink, and I said to Ron, do you want a drink, Ron, and then Ron said, do you want a drink, and...
You had quite a few.
No, not that many.
But, I might as well go to bed.
Probably,
I might as well go to bed. And you do realise that this conversation is on a tape recorder.
Well, I don't know. Fair enough if it is, if that's what they want. Natural conversation time.
Not sure how natural that.
I like the kind of the air.
And he left a drunken.
Corner where I didn't know where they were.
Oh, that young couple next door, behind Anne.
Yeah. Have they left it again?
I wish you would have been at home, I'd have gone round there.
What have they been up to now?
God. She's been screaming, he's been... I reckon she must have locked herself up in the bathroom. The only place with a lock on is the bathroom, aren't I? I reckon I'd have been knocked the blooming door down by the sound of it. She was a screaming, he was a swear.
What time was this?
Quarter to ten till about 10:30. Till 9:30, 10:30, so you know, I'm not exactly.
Well, that wouldn't please them next door, would it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, I felt like, oh, really, I mean, you can't.
They've been in bed trying to sleep.
I'm saying that you can't interfere, but by God, I'd long for somebody to come and interfere. I really would have done. I could never understand why people that obviously could hear what went on and pretended they never. I know you don't want to get involved and this, that and the other, but people must have heard what went on and you know, the next morning see a black eye and just carry on a normal conversation as though,
you
know, they hadn't heard it all and, oh, have you had a fall or something, you know, I mean, they must have known how, what was going on, or how they'd just completely ignore it. I'd be walking around, if I could get around, and they just, you know, told, oh, it's a nice morning while I'm hanging the washing out, as though everything was wonderful, you know, normal.
Yeah.
I thought if I hadn't been here on my own, I'd have been very tempted to go around and say, is there anything I can do? I would have called the police, I think. I'm not sure what I'd have done, but... Oh, it was dreadful. She was just screaming and you could hear her crying. And then you could hear, she pounded up the bloody stairs and he was after. And I written, well, the only room with a lock...
It's
the bathroom, so she must have been in there because he's hammering on the door and bashing it and kicking it. Bloody hell of a row. Whether she opened it or whether she was in the bedroom with something behind the door, I don't know. And she run back down the stairs and the front door was opening and banging and shutting, whether she ran outside or what. I don't know what happened. The dog was bloody barking. It's a wonder I haven't written and done
something. Well,
no,
it's amazing they've not said something
like
that.
There was a car there, blue car.
What, in the Rita, or?
On the Rita, I don't
know. Well, it's Sally, isn't it?
I don't know who it was.
Yeah, I think it was Sally, it was a blue Cavalier. TDO, something.
Sally can't drive, so it was. Latest bow, I should think. God,
maybe.
It was. I mean, I could hear it over the telly. I know I don't have the telly on full blast, but we could hear it. In fact, when I first heard the first noise, oh, bloody hell, is that? And I turned the sound down. Bloody hell, put it back up. But it was really distressing me because.
You knew what was possibly going on.
Yeah. Woman and that dog scrumming. If you're having just an argument, it's raised voices, but a woman doesn't scream and cry like that unless
this is something really
something awful going on. I mean, Anna Rita reckon they're not married or anything, but why the hell does she stay with him then? She's not got a bloody...
Well, there you go.
She's got enough children. They're only young. It's her house. And it is. She bought it with help with her father and he'd come and live with her in it. Bloody hell. I No, I've never asked Dad, but I was, I had three kids.
You had nothing?
I had three kids, where could I go with them? If I'd have been on my own, I mean, that's all I was waiting for, a man to grow up so I could clear off. If I'd have been on my own, I wouldn't have stopped bloody long. And even if she walks out, he'd have no court in the land to give him the house, if it's hers. And he'd have been evicted and then she could come back again. Well, she went to the police and took him out. He has no legal rights to the property. It's in her name. She's, her father's out and paid the deposit or something and she pays the mortgage. She has no right, he has no right to it at all. She went to the police, they'd just turf him out, wouldn't they? Why stay in a relationship like that?
A bit rough, a bit hard.
Quite about 10:30, so whether he buggered off out or what, I don't know. Certainly the front door was opening and banging and shutting.
So I'm surprised Anne Marie haven't sort of didn't.
Banging on the wall, probably among all the other banging on.
Maybe. Maybe. Might be part of the
banging. Plenty of bloody banging going on.
Might be part of the banging.
And the people on this side next door, I mean, you don't know them reacting as well. Well, that was a quite young woman, we don't hear them that much, do we? Mornings is the time I hear them most. So go out to work at 8:30 and really between 7:30 and 8:30. You can hear them.
When they're about.
You can hear them.
Getting ready for work and
yeah,
going
down
out,
the stairs and things.
Yeah.
If I'm up early in the morning, I just hear them. Sometimes either radio on. And in the evenings and everything.